Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Newly expanded Marquette Big Boy.
Newly expanded Marquette Big Boy.
So,
book your big party or your meeting in our new room.
It's nice, by the way.
It is nice. I like it.
Is that enough of a plug?
Yeah.
Let's talk about last night's...
No! Come on, breaking news.
Okay,
Adrian
go,
Peterson been traded
breaking news.
To the Cardinals. Who cares?
Really? I mean, that really break...
Oh, and they release Chris Johnson. I don't know what they're thinking there, but maybe he can have a rebirth. You know what the coach said? He said, we need someone that can pass block. Do you think Adrian Peterson wants to go to the Cardinals to pass block?
I don't get it. What did New Orleans get?
A conditional draft pick. Depends on how he does.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's nothing.
They probably based it on, you know, the number of TDs or the number of rushes versus yards per carry and all kinds of goofy stuff. I bet you.
And if you can't win on the Packers, then the Lions sign you, too. Did you see that?
Daytown Jones,
the
yes.
Lions
I knew you were
going to
make
Jones.
Some smart-ass comment about that. They got him for a
first-round pick.
I'm pretty sure they bought him a Jimmy John's sandwich.
They didn't trade for him.
He was released. I know, but his contract is nothing.
Well, I don't think you don't have to. If he's released, I don't think you have to pay his contract because he's already cleared waivers.
I know that, but they still have to pay him.
Well, yeah, veteran minimum, whatever. He was a first-round pick by the Packers.
In what, 13, 12?
13.
2013?
Their first-round.
You never know.
Number 26.
He could re-blossom.
I agree.
Get a prickly burr up his tailpipe and decide to play real football? I don't know. Just saying. We'll see what happens. Can we talk about last night's game real quick?
Yeah, it was our game.
Did you see the baseball score at halftime? 3-2.
That was so
three to
ugly.
3-2 at halftime. Are you kidding me?
It was very ugly.
What a difference in the second half, though. It actually looked like a real football game in the second half.
Well, because Case Keenum came in, because Bradford is re-injured his knee,
yeah,
I guess.
He's done.
He's...
Quite frankly, Case Keenum looks like a halfway decent starter.
You know, he's not bad. He's bounced around, but he's always won games. You know, he's not bad.
I wouldn't definitely call him a franchise or an elite quarterback.
No.
Not even close, but he is
solidly in
the middle of the pack.
He went in and went 17 of 21 for 140 yards and a touchdown. Those are pretty good numbers
for a half. Yeah, he looked good, of course.
And Latavius Murray, I don't think, is the answer at running back for the Vikings. I think they've had the answer, McKinnon, the whole time. 95 yards and a touchdown on 16 carries.
What was your overall take on Trubisky's first game as a rook?
One bad interception, but only one.
Mm-hmm.
He was okay. He didn't even hit 50% though, completion rate. 12-25.
It's his first game.
Yeah, I didn't think he was bad. I mean,
does he potentially look like he could develop into a franchise quarterback?
He definitely could. They're 1-4. Why not let him play the rest of the year? Let him play the rest of the year.
I don't know. There's a whole argument of, you know what?
You were paying Mike Glennon $18 million or whatever.
I don't think they have a choice but to let him play. But the thing is, obviously he was making throws and doing things that Glennon would never do. But the thing is there's that mentality that you let a rookie season behind a quarterback. Unfortunately.
There's some mentality.
Who's he gonna sit behind?
Yeah, Mike Glennon isn't exactly the next coming of John Elway. I mean, exactly. He's not really sitting behind.
Speaking
a
of John Elway,
he's been a starter.
Did you hear what Elway said about Trubisky?
No.
He said he has Montana-like qualities.
Oh God! Really?
Whatever. Let's see. Anything else about last night's game? Minnesota won. If we didn't mention that, 20-17. We both got it right.
Yes.
Would you like to know where our tallies are for the year?
Yeah.
You gained 2 games on me this week. You went 8-6. I went 6-8. 2 of those different games were our different picks, mm-hmm. of course. And Walt went 9-5, so he beat both of us this week. Thank goodness, because Ryan over across the hall at Fox Sports Marquette Morning Show, he went 9-5. Unfortunately, Bill and Luke G both went 6-8, like myself. So we actually gained another 2 games on those boys. We are up by 6 now.
Yeah, 6 is not a big enough lead.
That's it for Walt Lindell, ladies and gentlemen, saving our butt 2 weeks in a row.
Well,
And he was over there like, I don't really do this, you know. That just goes to show you in the NFL, you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, look at the Lions this week. They were all, like, almost all pick'em games. It was ridiculous.
You said Lions, not Lions. Right?
No, Lions just lie down.
Big Boy Sports Recap. We're going to come back. If Steve's still here, we're going to talk about baseball.
And the Red Wings.
And the Red Wings. They play tonight as well.
And Donald Trump.
Really?
No, we're not.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Second half coming up. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Big Boy Sports Recap presented in the second half by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Please make a phone call if you're a golfer and at least ask them about this incredible deal they're offering for next year's memberships. Lots of different options, couples, singles, heritage, gray walls, plus lots of good golf this year. Colors are popping. Call 225-0721. All right, let's talk about the Red Wings quickly before we don't have time, because I'd rather talk about the Red Wings. They're actually off to a great start, 2-0.
Yep.
They're back on the ice tonight against Dallas.
Who's 0-2.
Struggling.
Yeah, but it's in Dallas. I don't know, it's going to be an interesting... Can they start 3-0? They got some good young
this
talent.
This is a very young team. I like this Martin Furk kid. He seems to be blossoming at the right time. As of right now, though, it's so early.
Right. You can't...
But it is a little bit exciting because, you know, none of us Red Wing fans are expecting much this year. It's kind of like being a Brewers fan at this point. So if they have a good year, hey, kind of playing on house money, right?
Yeah. If the playoffs started today, they'd be the 3 seed.
Shut up. All right, let's talk about my Astros.
Oh, your Astros
yes,
now.
My Astros.
Well, you know, I did say yesterday, why would they waste Verlander when they could have him start Game 5? Well, they didn't need him to start Game 5 because he won Game 4 in the relief mode, beating Chris Sale in a relief mode.
Even though he gave up a home run to the first batter he faced ever in relief pitching. That was the first time he's ever pitched in relief.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave up a home run. Short porch, of course, at in Boston. On the right field,
two-thirds.
Down the line.
One hit, one earned run, two walks, no strikeouts. Wasn't really dominant.
Nope.
He only one run because the guy on base was credited to the starter, Morton. So, but, hey, he got the win. Houston's moving on.
Did you see where Chris Sale also came out of the bullpen yesterday?
Yeah, I just said that. Are you not listening to me? Is this
no,
once
I didn't
again
hear you.
You're not listening to
no,
me?
No, I don't listen to you.
Okay, that's
enough. Did you really say that?
Yeah, I said in a relief role, Chris Sale. Anyway. Who are they going to be?
Also gave up a home run.
Who are they going to be playing? Because the Yankees came out.
There's no, I just can't believe the. And I want the Yankees to lose for one big reason. I didn't want them to win last night. That lowers the chances that they're going to fire Joe Girardi and the Tigers can pick him up. I want Joe Girardi as the next manager.
Well, you're not getting
of the
him.
Detroit Tigers.
You're not getting him. The Yankees have made it far enough. They're not going to fire Joe Girardi. No, you're wrong. You see Judge's double though. That thing. Oh, I thought it was going to be a home run.
It was close.
They win 7-3 over the Indians, which sets up
the Yankees.
Game 5 tomorrow.
I don't
Cleveland
see the Indians
at home.
Losing this game.
It's Sabathia
really
versus Kluberg. Sabathia used
Come
to pitch
on.
For the Indians.
Come on.
Kluber's ERA in the playoffs is 20.25. So
that's his career, though, not this year.
No, today. This year.
This year?
Well, yeah, he had that one bad game, and that's it.
That's true. I forgot about that. He did get shelled.
So,
what about the Cubs? Even though Scherzer was dominant, he was dealing yesterday, but even though he had a brilliant
performance, no-hitter going for a while, and then the Cubs come through with a run in the bottom of the seventh.
Rizzo.
And the bottom of the eighth. Rizzo was the eighth. He singled. They went 2-1. They lead the series 2-1.
Okay.
And they play tonight in Chicago to wrap it up. They going to do it?
I think so. I don't.
And the other series is over. The Dodgers sweep the Diamondbacks. It's
three
over.
One.
Darvish, they picked up Darvish. He gets the win. They made a great, great mid-season move to pick him up, and they win 3-1. They're moving on, and they get
By the way, they
pitched
against Zach Greinke, former L.A. Dodger, former Milwaukee Brewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Well, he didn't pitch bad. Well, he gave up three runs in five innings. Or three runs in five innings.
Corey Bellinger homered, drove in two runs, flipped over a dugout railing to steal an out for his boy Yu Darvish there on the bump. I mean, he was playing like a madman.
But I have no idea because I can't watch the game. It starts at 10 o'clock or 10:30, whatever it was last night.
Yeah, I know.
That's terrible. Spread it out. Have another game tonight or something.
I got nothing else, man. You? Anything from the world of golf that we don't know about? No, that's pretty much done.
Except Tiger Woods keeps saying he might not play again.
Yeah, but except he keeps posting videos of him hitting good golf shots.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, as soon as he starts walking a course again, he'll throw out his back and, oh, I'm gone 6 more months.
Like the Tony Romo now of golf.
Yeah, the assistant captain of the President's Cup team. What was that?
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.